Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're live back in the UK today. You know, I must say, thoroughly enjoyed and loved the trip out there in Norway. Absolutely fantastic experience yet again. Loved every minute of it, and it was amazing. And we'll be looking forward to fetching the roadshow out there in April. So keep listening, and there will be more details of that to come. Not forgetting, this Saturday coming, it's our very first roadshow, which is going to be at the Castle Hotel in Neath, which it seems to be a very popular event. There's going to be lots of stuff going on through the day, a psychic fair. There's going to be lots of crystals, healing. There's going to be hot stone therapy. You know, the list is endless of what's going on. Me, myself, Mike Davis, and the other wonderful host here, Nick Humphreys, will be doing one-to-one readings. So if you want to catch us privately, come down to the Castle Hotel in Neath. And that's where you will catch me and Nick on the Saturday evening doing the demonstration of our mediumship. And it's going to be a fantastic night. You know, I know the tickets are going very fast, as I said, for this event. You still can get tickets. There is some still available. Just email me, Mike, at MikeSpirit.fm. Email Nick at... actually, just look at his website, and all the information will be there how to purchase the tickets. Nick's website is nick-humphreys.com. So that's emailing me, Mike, at MikeSpirit.fm, or even messaging Nick through his website, which is nick-humphreys.com. Well, in today's show, I've got an amazing guest lined up here today for you. It's a guest from a previous host, actually. And I know that when she was on air before, that she'd done an absolutely amazing, fantastic job and done some wonderful readings here. And that's Rosalind. Hi, Rosalind. You're there with us.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Rosalind, I know that we haven't really chatted much ourselves, have we?
Not really, no. It's a little time to get to know you.
It's been one of them things, isn't it, you know, that we have just been like passing ships in the night, isn't it?
Well, it has. You've been in the background on Jerry's show and just a few words before the show, so...
Well, you know...
Looking forward to getting to know you better.
Well, I do like to give a few comforting words in the beginning, you know, just to unwind, you know, because it is sometimes difficult, and people don't realise how difficult it is to be live on air, you know, because... as you know, the show reaches, it could reach 5 people, it could reach 5 million people, you know, over the duration of the week. You know, it goes as far, as wide as anything. So it's absolutely amazing of how far that we actually reach people. And, you know, that's one thing I always vouch, that I love how far the shows reach, you know, and the amount of people that we can touch through the radio station, so to speak, because, you know, I find it absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit more about yourself there, Rosalind. Rosalind, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. I think we dropped out for a moment, but I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself, like who are you, where you're from, and what you do?
Well, I can. Oddly enough, I was updating my website today and sort of refreshed my memory about my whole story. I think I was born a natural medium, but the culture I was born into was complete denial. So I was terribly confused about who or what I was for a long time. And it was only really about 10 years ago when I did Reiki. I had the most extraordinary experience at my first attunement when I had a Buddha came and sat in my body and looked out through my eyes, and from that point I started seeing very clearly with my mind's eye. And after that I was invited into a development circle by some people there, and we just developed ourselves really through meditation. And we were taught by guides in spirit to do mediumship really in our own particular ways. And I found that my way was to work through art. And I found that by using a pencil and by using colours, I was communicating with spirit and I was drawing spirit. And I found that I was drawing people's spirit guides, and the guides were giving them information about how they were helping and supporting them. Because everybody has a destiny, don't they, Mike? Everybody has a reason for being on the earth at this time, even if we don't know what it is. And the spirit guides are helping us along that journey, helping us, giving us indicators as to which way to turn when we reach crossroads. And I suppose our development is partially learning to hear them, to recognise the cues, and to find our own way in whatever way is right for us. I don't know whether that helps at all to give you a little bit of background, really.
Yeah. So how long have you been actually working now as a medium, from that day where, as you say, you know, that Buddha came into your body and looked up through your eyes? How long ago was that?
Well, that happened in 2001, but it was only really in 2004 when I joined the circle that I started actually developing. And it was probably a year after that I started going, you know, taking what I did out into mind body spirit shows and drawing people's spirit guides there.
Yeah.
So really since about 2005.
You know, and it absolutely fascinates me every time, you know, anytime I ask any guest or another medium the question, how long and how did you start? Because, you know, we all have a different story, don't we? You know, I know that my story goes back to, like, 1997, I think. I'm not 100% sure in my mind. It's 20 years now, so it would be 1997, wouldn't it? Yeah. I've got to try and work it out sometime, Rosalind. It goes so fast.
A long time.
It is, you know, and I think to myself, you know, the amazing things that they've put me through, the amazing things that I've had to achieve in my life as a medium, it's been... words cannot describe, you know. I'm very similar to yourself. It's like, wow, is this real? Is this spirit? And you know, because my story stems back to when I was 17, and I got caught in a bit of an argument, to be honest, a bit of a fight, and I heard a voice saying, "Watch the knife." And within seconds, the knife was pulled, and I got stabbed, and I was in hospital fighting for my life. And it was from there on, I thought to myself, well, I knew what I heard at that point, so I needed to invest. Okay, I think we're back live on air, Rosalind there. Rosalind, welcome back.
Thank you, I'm here.
I think that may have been my end, maybe. I don't know. But there we are. There's sound again. I'm just looking in the chat room. You know, Rosalind, it's going to be one of the shows tonight, isn't it?
It could be. It could be.
You know,
it's going to be good.
I think I was speaking into the microphone to myself then for a few seconds, but there we are. We're back. That's the main thing. That's all that matters, isn't it?
It certainly is.
You know, as I was just saying, that, you know, it's amazing how the spirit world grips us. And really puts us where they need us, where we are in life, isn't it?
They have a way of capturing us so that in such a way that there is absolutely no turning back. And I can remember the exact moment that it happened for me. And when it was, I was still in the development circle. I've been painting pictures, and all the lessons that our guides were giving us, purely through meditation or in our minds, it was such a fun and it was so magical. But you see, I lost a sister in 1989, and that it was a long, long time. And although I believed in spirit and I visited various mediums to see if I could get a message from her, nothing ever came through. And I'd pretty much given up hope. But one day, and it was in 2006, and it was on a Wednesday, one of the other members who had never drawn a thing in her life came into the group, and there were only five of us, and she said, Roz, I've just drawn a picture. I did it at home. I felt a compulsion to go out and buy some colours and some paper, and I just had to draw this picture, and I know it's for you. And she gave me this picture, and that picture was an absolutely perfect picture of my sister. It was incredible. And I was just so blown away by this that I phoned my mum the following day and said, Mum, I think I've got a picture of Lucy.
Yeah.
And my mum said, well, that's funny, because she said yesterday evening I was looking for a picture of Lucy and I found it. And I said, when was that, Mum? And she said, it was just before Coronation Street started. And for anyone who's listening in the States, this is a program that airs 7:30 every Wednesday, Monday and Friday. And it was just before 7:30 when, which was when we started meditating, that Christina had given me the picture. And we sent each other our respective pictures, and they were identical, absolutely identical. And I put the story on my website, actually. I put it on just today, so it's that fresh in my memory. Yeah. But I suppose it brought home to me, really, that, you know, although magical and wonderful it is, there's something so deep and so intelligent and so loving behind the spirit, that behind the whole universe, the whole of creation. And it is just so magical how it works. It's just extraordinary.
You know, and it's absolutely amazing, isn't it? You know, every time that the spirit comes close, you know, and gives you the information, the evidence like that, you know, it kind of makes me proud every time to know that I work for that dimension called the spirit world. And, you know, that's the one thing that really keeps me going, because I know that the work that we do is absolutely amazing.
Yes, each in our own way. In our own way, yes.
Excuse me, most definitely, you know. And, well, you know, I'm going to go into a song in just a few minutes there, Rosalind, because I know that we want to get on with today's show, because I know that our caller board is filling up quite rapidly there, to be honest with you. And I know that our producer, Ken, is working hard in the background there, taking the callers. So I will say, for those that's been screened, bear with us. We'll be there as quick as we can. For those that hasn't been screened, then stay there, and our wonderful Ken will get you as soon as he can. So let's take over and let's go to our first song, which is this one. It's a song, actually, that Rosalind, that it's been close to my heart for a long time. And I remember, you know, speaking about the Spiritualist Churches. I was at the Spiritualist Church, and I wanted them all to sing the song. I can't remember what the reason was. It was like maybe 16 years ago, and nobody knew it. And nobody would understand how they could sing this song. And I knew that I had heard it before. Well, last night I was talking to our wonderful producer and to my wonderful Kevin. I'm going to tell everybody about Kevin in a minute. And, you know, this song came up in conversation. I was like, oh my God, I know this song. This is the song that I tried to get everybody in the church to sing. And nobody knew it. So I thought, I've got to play this today on today's show. And I'm sure, Rosalind, that you know you could sing along to it, because I'm sure that you would know, and I'm sure that all listeners will know it. So let's press this and let's see what happens.
I am sailing so
Well, I don't know if you knew that one there, Roslyn, but I knew that one very well. Roslyn, can you hear me?
I think you're cutting out a little bit, Mike.
Did you hear that song?
That's better.
Did you enjoy that one?
That was a beautiful song, one of my favourites.
It is, isn't it? And as I said, I tried to get them to sing this song in the Spurious Church like 16, 17 years ago. Nobody knew it. Isn't that amazing?
That is extraordinary.
Well, I want to play this this little advert because it is important. So it's only a few seconds, so just let me press this button and see what happens.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411168396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I most certainly am looking forward to meeting everyone there. Don't forget, that's this Saturday coming down at the Castle Hotel Neath. If you go over to Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, you will see the event, and I'll make sure that I put that right up the top in the today's show. So that's Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. I do want to... I have got something, Rosalind, to announce. And maybe now is the right time to announce this, Rosalind. Do you think that now is the right time to announce my good news?
I think it is. I think you must.
I think it is a must because I know that Kerry is listening. I know that Kerry's in the chat room, and welcome, Kerry. Well, actually, Kerry's in the studio, really, as well. But, Rosalind, picture the scene. Okay, I want you to picture this, and I want everyone that's listening to picture this scene, okay? I landed back in the UK. I got back home Wednesday morning from my return of my Norway tour, which was absolutely fantastic. Wednesday morning, Rosalind, it was about 2 a.m. in the morning, I got back. And then went to work at 6 a.m., so I had about 4 hours sleep. So you can imagine how exhausted I was.
Exhausted.
So Wednesday night, I think I must have slept for about 12 hours. I'll be honest with you. I was in bed before 9 o'clock. I think it was about 8:30. Physically exhausted on my feet. And not only that, Rosalind, I started a new job as well on the Wednesday, which was over a two-hour drive there and two-hour drive home as well. So, you know, you can imagine how tired I was.
I can.
Well, obviously, it was Valentine's Day on the Thursday, wasn't it? And Kerry, bless her heart, she doesn't live near me. She lives, you know, actually the other side of the country, which is fine, you know, which we're dealing with and we're coping with, and it's going very nice. But Kerry was supposed to come down on the Friday and spend the weekend with me, which hence the reason Kerry's in the studio. And on the, you know, when you link to spirit, you have these feelings, you have these premonitions, you have all these things. And I was thinking to myself, Kerry's coming down tonight. I was thinking, nah, you would have told me. So, you know, I was kind of arguing with myself now. And you can imagine this, you know, me arguing with myself. Kerry's coming down. No, she's not. Yes, she is. No, she's not. And this went on all day long. And I came home. And you know when you have this feeling that someone's there waiting? I had this feeling. So I pulled down the street in my car. My house was in darkness. And there was no one there. And I was looking for Kerry's car. I thought, oh, well, you know, it's just me being tired, me being silly. It would have been nice to spend Valentine's evening together, but never mind. It's okay, you know. At least we've got the weekend and so on. And then I get out of my car. I walk around the corner, comes down my path. I see the shadow in my back garden. I'm like, what was that? And it's normally my dog. you know, Marley. Everyone knows about Marley Dog. He likes to bounce around. He's a 3-year-old boxer. So picture this scene. And there's this little shadow. And this little shadow is a young girl called Shauna, who's giggling right now because she sat next to me. I've seen it. And I said, "Hello, what are you doing here? I expected you." And she just went, "You spoiled it." They blame the dog, you know, as she would, you know, being 12. And then it's yeah, what's going on? So then Kerry pulls up in the car. Bless her heart. She's waiting down the bottom of the street. Isn't that nice? Spend Valentine's evening together. Isn't that really nice?
That is very romantic.
But then, you know, comes the balloons, you know, Happy Valentine's Day, the cards and everything else. But prior to this, Kerry says to me, "Oh, you need to look at my group," because Kerry has a group. And she may even post that group in my chat room. And I'll let her do that. I will. Because I'm nice.
Yeah.
I'm saying, "Well, what's the matter with your group? What's going on?" And she, and you know, had nothing, disappointment in her face. I thought, "Oh, what's happened?" So it turns on my computer, and there was a message in front of me saying, in big capital letters, and it's all, you know, I didn't see the rest of the message. You know, when there's something in capital letters, and that's all that draws your attention to it.
It does.
And it says, "Will you marry me?"
Oh my word!
How sweet is that?
That is very good. That is amazing. On Valentine's Day too.
I know. She melted my heart. She really did. I couldn't do nothing but say, obviously, yes. You know, that would be the
of course.
You know, and the in my face, you could. As Kelly said, I wish I had a camera. I think for it was about 3 hours. It was like in awe, you know. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't speak. I was like, just, I need tea. Lots of sugar. Give me tea. You know, because she took me by surprise, and I said to her, "You'll never get me again like that." You know, of the shock. But she has again already the weekend, you know, which we won't talk about because that was a bit embarrassing on my behalf. But so yes, the Valentine's night, we got engaged, and really, it's a perfect story, isn't it? So I want to say, Kerry, thank you very much for asking me. And yes, of course I'll marry you. You know, the pleasure will be all mine. And she's giggling now in the background and in the chat room.
And congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I think my Facebook went absolutely crazy for the next few days. And, you know, people are welcome to go over to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium, and, you know, say whatever you want. Well, within reason. Within reason, wasn't it, isn't it?
Always within reason, yes. Okay. But it deserves something special.
Well, I think so, you know. So we went off and see my mum yesterday and my sister and so on and so forth. But, you know, it was the biggest shock I've ever had in my life, and I will be honest with you. And, yeah, I think that there's going to be many happy years to come. I really do.
It's such a lovely way, though. It's so different, isn't it? Because normally you'd expect the guy to propose to the girl, but having the girl propose to the guy, that is amazing.
Well, you know, it's supposed to be once a year, isn't it, on leap year, isn't it?
It is, yes. Is it a leap year this year?
No, it's not. And that's another thing. You know, it's that's why it took me by surprise, because, you know, sometimes you kind of, like, hide away, you know, sometimes. But, you know, there's no hiding. You know, I just can't wait, really, to spend the rest of my life with Kerry. So thank you, Kerry. It's going to be amazing. It really is. So let's get on with today's show, Rosalind. I think before we take some callers, I think I'm going to play another song because I need to calm myself down a little bit here. So let me just go over to this song and let's see if you like this, Rosalind, because it's another song I absolutely adore.
Under the double sky, gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be around. You think that you will fall? Well, just wait and see. Underneath the starlight, starlight, there's a man.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411168396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I most certainly am looking forward to meeting everyone there. It's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be an amazing day and an amazing night. It really is. So, you know, the more that comes, the merrier, I suppose. You know, we'll be offering readings through the day. We'll be doing a live demonstration of the night, which will start about 7 p.m. Doors will open at 7 p.m. and probably start about 7:30. So, you know, I do advise everyone to come early. If you want tickets in advance, then simply go to nick-humphreys.com, which is his website, nick-humphreys.com. You can purchase them there. You can come to me direct, which is mike@mikespirit.fm, or simply just turn up at the venue on Saturday, this Saturday, which is the 23rd. You know, the time flies. It really does. It was only seeming like a few weeks ago I was planning this event, and, you know, it's around the corner. But Rosalind, hi, Rosalind, are you back there with us?
Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Rosalind. Do you fancy going to some calls and taking some calls, yeah?
I certainly do.
Okay, let's go to our first caller, and we do have Kiva online. Hi, Kiva, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you?
Very, very well, Kiva. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I'm in Georgia.
In Georgia, wonderful. And, what was the reason that you called in for?
Just general.
Just a general reason. Okay, well,
yes, thank you.
Kiva, I'm going to hand you over to the capable Rosalind, because as I said, I have Rosalind's work a little, and I know that Rosalind will do her very best. Is that okay with you, Rosalind?
That is absolutely fine with me.
Perfect, I'll leave it all to you.
Hello, Kiva.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, honey. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
So it's a general, just some general information and reading that you want from Spirit tonight, then, is it?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, while Mike was playing the song just now, my third eye was going absolutely crazy, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. Getting lots of colours. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by pulling a card for you. And I've been drawn to use animal cards for some reason this evening. And the card that I'm getting for you, just to start with, is a blue heron. Now, what is the blue heron saying? Is it saying that there is something in your life for which you need to make a stand for what you believe in and do what you feel is right? And what this is indicating is that there's something going on where there is some kind of judgment or disapproval coming in from outside you towards you. And this is a situation where you need to stick up for yourself. Now, as I'm talking now, is this making any sense to you, hon?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Okay. Well, what my guides are giving me now is they're saying, or your guides rather, not mine, but your guides are saying that this could be something that may feel quite difficult for you, but communication is going to be the key to this. So it's something that you will need to speak out about and speak from your heart. Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? So it's speaking from your heart. Speaking gently, speaking with love, but there is a light that is shining beyond this communication. So the outcome is looking good for this. Is that good for you, hon?
Yes, it is. It is.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome, my darling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kiva, and thank you, Rosalind. You know, again, you know, an absolutely wonderful way of connecting there. Kiva, I will teach you, if you want a copy of that reading, simply go over to the archives of Mike Spurrett FM and download it, and that's where we'll be able to get it. And lastly, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we have Joylyn here. Hi, Joylyn, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Toronto.
From Toronto. Okay, wonderful. You know, and it always amazes me how far that we reach across the world. It's absolutely fantastic, you know, because we are here in the UK. Last week I was in Norway, which was, you know, a fantastic place, a fantastic show. I loved being in Norway, I got to be honest. But what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
Well, I'm just wondering, because I've had such a string of bad luck for the last couple of years, if there's some bad spirits behind me or what the problem is.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay, and give you information of who's with you. And then, you know, I can certainly ask them that question and see what comes of that. So is that okay if I do that for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Because I know, see, you know, as the minute I picked up your call there, I knew that there's a lady that connects with me there, that links to you, that I believe it's from your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that this lady makes me feel as if she is like grandmum, but I know I need to place it on your mum's side, as I said, but I know that as your grandmum comes close, she makes me aware that prior to her passing, that it was like we knew she was ready to go, but it was all so quick. Do you understand of this?
Okay.
Okay, because she makes it was all so quick, and it was too fast for her for when she passed into the spirit world. Now, she does mean that she needed a little bit of caring for, okay, but not to the extent of where we thought that she would pass straight away. But she says to me that she did lose a little bit of weight before she passed into the spirit world, but it was all so quick, she says to me.
Okay.
I'm asking your grandmother there what, you know, your question, is there any bad spirits or bad energy around you? You know, and I do believe, you know, in myself, there's never going to be such thing as a bad spirit around you, okay? I believe that if there is negative energy around you, maybe sometimes some people throw that at us. it's up to us the which way we deal with it. You know, I know in my life I've had plenty of negative energy thrown at me. And, you know, if you can imagine like a mirror, surround yourself in mirrors so it bounces off you, okay?
Okay.
And that when you do that, that you will feel as if everything that negative has come into your life will start to slowly fade away, okay? And remembering, you know, it has to be that, see, because your grandmother says to me, you know, that sometimes it's not so much as it's a bad energy. Life takes over, doesn't it? And I believe that's where we are with you. Is there, if I said to you that there's been, like, not so much a loss of someone to the spirit world, but you've lost someone in your life that was close to you, that you've had to say goodbye to, do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
See, because I know it's nothing to do with a bad energy or a bad spirit or anything. You know, sometimes life just goes on, and I believe that you've been blaming yourself for this that's been going on. Do you understand of that?
Well, I'm not blaming myself, no. No, I'm not.
Okay, but for that breakup, you've been blaming yourself, haven't you? In the sense of, I wish I could have done more. I wish I could have stopped this. I wish that this didn't happen. Is that where you've been with this? Because it's been from that breakup then that you feel as if one thing after another, that's the way it's gone. Is that right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, see, because I want to say that you, like, you put up your wall of mirrors around you.
Mm-hmm.
When anything negative comes towards you, and I don't mean negative spirit, I mean people, we ourselves, maybe not so much you yourself, but people around us maybe will throw negative things at us, maybe not even intentionally. But when it comes at us, then it bounces away, which leaves you in a calmer environment for you to be able to walk on forward and tall and hold your head up high. Do you understand of this?
Okay.
Okay. See, your grandmother just says to me that, you know, the more that she comes around your life, the more that she says to me that, you know, she wants you to move forward, because she says to me, you feel as if you're stuck at the moment. I can't do nothing. I can't go nowhere. I can't release myself because I feel as if I want to move forward with you. Do you understand of this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and your grandmother makes me aware, you know, you can move forward from this. You can, because, you know, you've always been a strong person in your life. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like as if that strength has been taken away from you then, for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to say that you know, instead of worrying about what's gone, let's look forward to what can happen. Do you understand of this? Because she says to me about moving forward, leave the past in the past, and it's time for us to move forward into the future a little there. Because your grandmother just says to me that she wants you to just shine out and ooze out confidence. Because of when we shine confidence, that's what will come back to us. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
Well, I guess.
Okay. You know, I know it's difficult myself, particularly when you're in a place where you feel uncomfortable. You know, but I know one thing for sure. You shine out confidence, and that's what will come back there to you, okay?
That's right.
So you take from that of what you need to, okay?
You
just understand that your grandmother, you know, I could spend all night there working with her. I really could, because there's a whole host of people. They would love to come in and talk to you right now. But I know that, you know, time is of the essence, obviously, and we want to get through as many callers as we can. but obviously, you know, not skip any important things, because that's the last thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that your grandmother will stand by you no matter what, and the rest of the people in the spirit world. Your dad, where's your dad there, please? Because I feel as if I've got dad that wants to come in here a minute.
He passed away a year ago.
Bless his heart, because I know I've got dad, okay, because I'm hearing dad. Don't go without saying about dad. So your dad, would I be right in saying to you that he was like your rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I know that your dad just comes forward and he says to me, this wouldn't have happened, boy, if I was here with us, okay? Would you understand that your dad would have protected you every step of the way? Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
See, and your dad says to me that, you know, if, as I just said that to you, this wouldn't have happened, boy, if I was you, because he would have protected you, he would have guided you. And you know, your dad was a perfect man to make you happy if needs be. He would put a smile on your face when it was needed. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and I know that your dad was a very much of a down-to-earth kind of a man. You know, he enjoyed his quality of life, enjoyed what he'd done with his life.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, he says to me, he stuck by his own. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Perfect. Know that your dad is there as well. And, you know, just know the whole of your family wants to bring that communication and be around you at the minute, okay? I'm not going to predict your future, because that's one thing I don't believe I can do.
Uh-huh.
But I know that things will change in your life very soon, and things will start to look up. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. Remember what I said. Be positive. Shine out confidence, because that's what will come back to you.
Will it help if I smudge the house and everything around me?
What do you mean, darling, by smudging the house?
With sage or whatever.
You know, this question is asked to me a lot, you know, about incense and all stuff like this. You know, if that makes you feel comfortable, then yes, you do that. If it makes you feel that it will bring protection, if it brings confidence, then you do that. You do whatever it takes, okay?
Uh-huh.
To bring that in. I would never say to you it will help you. What I will say to you, if you feel that it will help you, then you do what you feel is best, okay?
Okay,
but
all right.
The spirit will always be there with you, no matter what, every step of the way, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, Jolene, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. And remember, please go over to the archives of Mike Spurrow, and I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
And thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
And congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
And out, bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, and we have Rita. Hi, Rita, are you there with us?
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Rita. Thank you very much for calling. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
Wonderful, California. You know, I was today and yesterday speaking to somebody from California. You never know. That's all I'm going to say to you right now, Rita. You know, but I know I will be in New Hampshire. And actually, you could help me with this. How far is New Hampshire from California?
It's on opposite sides of the country. California is on the southwest, next to Mexico. And New Hampshire is up on the northeast, close to Canada.
Ah, see, I must have been on holidays when it was geography when I came to school.
Okay. If you asked me about England, where this was and that was, I wouldn't know.
Well, maybe I could have been around the back of the bike shed having a smoke. You never know. But never mind. Rita, I'm going to hand you over to Rosalind. I know that she will do her very best to help you. Rosalind,
okay.
You.
Hi, Rosalind.
Hello, Rita. Hello, darling. Is there a reason particularly that you're calling today?
Yes, I need a lawyer. I have a couple calls out. I'm waiting to hear. I have a couple of other people. I'm gonna call next week, tomorrow, Monday. I'm wondering if I'm gonna get anybody halfway decent.
Okay. Well, my first gut instinct is saying you want to get someone decent. Yeah.
I won't get anybody decent?
No, you want to.
I want to. Okay.
You want to. That's what
yes.
you want, isn't it?
Yes,
okay,
I want
so.
Someone decent, and I need someone strong, and I'm wondering if I'm going to, because I need to get them in the next week or two.
Okay, you have set your intention. You've set your intention, and the universe is listening. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to really hold that to you, hold that intention, hold that request to spirit in your heart. And while that is happening, like Mike, something to do with predicting the future isn't something that I believe I can do or feel I can do, because the universe has a way of changing things. But what I'm doing is I'm using these cards, which are absolutely excellent, and they're going to pull the right energy out for you. So the card that I've got, I'm not sure how relevant that is, but it says keep your sense of humour and don't take things so seriously. I'm not honestly sure quite how relevant that is, but as I'm looking at the picture on the card, because every time this happens, I pull a card, it is always the right one, there's always something right in that for you. What I'm seeing is a picture of a bird moving very quickly, and what I feel is that when you make your calls, you're going to get a gut feeling. Is it you making calls to people, or are they going to make calls to you?
I have two calls waiting for response back, and I also have two people I'm going to call tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Two more. So.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a huge light at the back of this bird and the sun shining down. That looks good to me. I'm also seeing that this bird on this picture is moving very quickly. It's a bird that moves fast. And what I'm getting is that you will have a sense of knowing when you hear the right voice on the phone, and to act quickly and to let that person know that that is the person that you want.
Okay. So that's a yes. It sounds like a yes. I'm going to find someone this next week or...
In that I'm seeing a bright light at the back of this moving quickly. So what I'm going to say to you is, before you take these calls or make these calls, to sit down and just breathe slowly and regularly until any anxiety that you're feeling is dropping. And I'd like you to imagine that you have this beautiful golden glow around you. Okay, I'd like you to lose the anxiety when you make this call. And then when you make this call or take this call, you will feel whether that person is right for you or not. And that is the best indicator that you will have to go on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I need to know that the universe wants to let me know?
Anything else? Focus upon your strengths. You are a strong person. You have strengths. Whatever your strengths are, focus on those and know that you're strong, and know that you can cope with this. You can see your way through this situation. Is that making sense to you?
Yes. It's a struggle, but yes, I've gone farther than others. Okay.
Okay. Take your strengths. Take your past successes. Hold them like a light, like a banner in front of you, and move forward. All will be well.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Rita.
Okay, thank you, Rita, for calling, and thank you, Rosalind, again, for that wonderful connection there. So, Rita, remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spur at FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go straight to the phone lines again. I'm going to go to Paige. Hi, Paige. Are you there with us?
Yes, hi. I'm here.
Hi, Paige. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in Texas.
From Texas. Wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for tonight?
I am just trying to see if anyone could connect with me about my daughter. I have two daughters, but one is away at college, and she keeps calling saying she wants to come home. So I just need to know, is she just homesick? I just need to know if that's what's going on with her.
Okay, Paige, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay, and bring the evidence of life after death, okay? And when these people come in, then I can certainly ask that question to them people that come through for you. So if that's okay, then I'm more than happy to do that for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay, yes.
Okay. Paige, I believe that I've got a lady here, okay, that, again, that would link to your mum's side. I believe this could be your mum, if I'm honest with you, because she feels so much like mum to me at the moment. So is your
mum... It would have to be my grandmother, as my mother is still here, and my grandmother did raise me, so that might be her.
Huh. So then that's why I would get the mum connection with her. That's fine. Now,
yes.
Would I be right in saying to you that your grandmum, I'm going to call her your grandmum because that's what she is. Would I be right in saying that she carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed on to the spirit world?
Weight? You mean as in fat?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. She was a short lady, so yes, I guess so.
Okay, because she makes me aware that she carries a little bit of weight with her there before she passes on to the spirit world. She does make me aware that towards the end of her life, it was very difficult for her to get about towards the end of her life. Do you understand of that?
This is true. She was in hospital. This is true.
Okay, please don't tell me any more information, okay? But I know that she makes me aware that difficult for her to get around towards the end of her life. I know that she makes me aware that there was plenty of support, so I know that you would have been with your grandmother either as she passed or just before she passed. Do you understand of this?
I do understand.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that she stands, and you know what she does? She places her hand over my hand, okay? Now, what I would say, if she placed it inside my hand, that she was with her when she passed, but because she places it over the top, I know that she makes me aware of, there was, when you was with her for the last time, I would say to you that you had a very heart-to-heart conversation with her. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Because she makes me aware that she just wants to hold my hand and she wants to talk to me. And she says to me that that was the time that you was able to get lots off your chest. You was able to get lots off your chest. And she was able to get lots off her chest. You was able to speak to each other in a comforting manner. Because she says to me there that she looked upon you not only as like a daughter, as you said, she brought you up, but she looked upon you as like a best friend. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, because I know that's the way she comes through. Well, let me ask your grandmother about this question about your daughter. And, you know, she just goes, okay. So I know that she know of your daughter. Now, without me sounding offensive, and I really don't mean anything offensively, but would I be right in saying that this is the one that is the one that hasn't given you much trouble, if I can put it that way there too? Do you understand of this?
Yes, I understand.
Because the other one must have given you a little bit of bother then. I'm not saying got into trouble. I'm not saying in trouble with the law or anything, but she hasn't given you much trouble. Is that right?
I understand, yes.
She's always been the quiet one, she says to me. Do you understand? She's always been the quiet one.
Yes.
Okay. See, and what she says to me is that even though that she's enjoying what she's doing, okay, you know, it is more homesick, if I'm honest with you, okay, because that's what she says, that she would, that she, the creature comforts.
Yes, that's true.
Back home with mum, because, you know, you're the kind of person, Paige, that will do anything for her, is that right?
That's right.
You know, and what she makes me aware of, that now she has to do everything herself. She's finding it very difficult, okay? I do believe that she will finish her course.
Okay.
I do believe that she will complete it. And she says she will do it very well. So whether that means she will pass whatever exam it is to pass, I don't know, but she says she will complete it very well, okay? So I know you've been very worried about her, Paige, is that right?
Yes.
See, and you've been worried whether that she's been having some bother there. Do you understand of that?
That's correct, yes.
Ah, right, okay. See, you know, doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother is not only with you, but she's with your daughter as well?
Yes, I was just thinking that, yes.
Because she's exactly where she needs to be. And she says to me, you know, she'll be okay. She'll be okay.
Okay.
Now, the difficult thing is with your daughter, she's had to move far away. Now, you heard my geography earlier on. It's terrible, but would you understand she had to move far away?
No, you're right. You're exactly correct.
Okay. Even though I've been over to the States and I've toured Florida and Orlando, you know, I haven't got a clue anywhere else. I really haven't. I'm looking forward to New Hampshire this year in June. I'm really looking forward to that.
That would be nice for you, yes.
Most definitely, you know, but I need to get my bearings around. I think what I need to put a map here up in Studio One of America. And then when people tell me where they are from, maybe then I can pinpoint roughly where you are. I think that's what I need to do next, I think.
United States is very big, yes.
Of course, you know, and you know, the UK is so small, isn't it, compared to the United States. And, you know, well, you can drive from one end of the UK to the other side of the UK in about 12 hours, you know, continuously driving.
Wow, you can only drive from, like, I'm in Texas, and to drive back to Florida, it would be about 14 hours just to go to one place.
It's crazy, isn't it, how big America is. And you know, whilst I was in Florida, I do have a cousin that lives in America, and she lives in Pennsylvania. And I said, why don't you come and see me? I'm working down in Florida. I give her the venue where I was going to be at. She says, Michael, that would take me hours upon hours and maybe days to drive to get to you. And I was like, oh.
She's right, because New York is about 2 hours from Pennsylvania, or maybe 3 hours, I'm not sure. And then that from Texas, that's 24 hours to go to New York. So just imagine, it would be days.
You know, that just goes to prove, doesn't it, that my geography, as I said, you know, I'm not very good at the geography, I'm really not. But, you know that your grandmother is around you there, Paige. You know that she's around
yes.
your daughter. She says to me that she's taking care of her from the spirit world for where your daughter is, okay?
Yes.
And what are you right in saying to you that your daughter keeps, is it complaining about the money or something, that she's finding it difficult to spread the money or something?
That's correct. She is complaining of that. That's correct.
See, because your grandmother says to me about, well, tell her I know about the money thing, okay, I know about the money situation. So I don't know if your daughter's thinking about getting a maybe a part-time job or something of where she is, or whether...
Yeah, she did mention it.
Uh-huh. See, again, doesn't that prove that your grandmother is with
her? Yes, very much so.
That's the whole point of me working for the spirit. Well, that's the whole point of them coming forward, is to give me the evidence, conclusive proof, that they are living on in that dimension, what we call the spirit world. And we, and I say we, you know, not just myself, but I believe that each and every one of us can communicate in some way to the spirit world. You know, and I love my gift, call it a gift if you want, but I love my work for the spirit world. I really do, and I take it so seriously. I love every little thing about it. And I'm
right.
so grateful that the spirit world put me in these places where I am today. So, Paige, you know, take your grandmother's love. Know that your daughter's
yes.
taken care of. I do believe that job, that part-time job, I believe I want to serve you something. I want to be of a service. And I feel as if I want to serve, like, coffee or something. So I don't know if your daughter will go into that line of work, like a waitress or something that would be of a service to you. But I feel that's where I want to place your daughter, just to balance up the scale then. Because I know when
yes.
Your daughter hasn't been there very long either. She says to me...
No, she hasn't. That's the thing that bothers me.
See, because she says it's new to her. Isn't that just perfect?
Yes.
Communication of your grandmother. Know that she's
yes, it is perfect.
And she always will be there with you, walking side by side. Every single step of the way, okay? Your grandmother blows me a kiss, and that's what I need to blow you a kiss. And
thank you so much.
She says to me, that's what she'd done when it was the last moment that you saw her. Do you understand her that?
I do.
Perfect, because I know that she just blows me a kiss, and she says to me, that's the last thing that you had from your grandmother, was that gentle.
Yes, this is true.
Bless your heart there, Paige. Know that your grandmother is there with her, with yourself and with your daughter. And she says to me, the other one's okay as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, because I've been so, you know, you get all nervous and sleepless because she is far away. And I thought, oh, she had to go so far away. And so, yes, thank you for that.
Okay. Paige, I need to move on, but I'm not allowed, because there's somebody here saying, no, you don't. And, you know, I have to go with them. I really do. You know, I've always said I'm in no control of who comes in, but how they come in, I am. And, you know,
yes.
I do. I'm a very strong believer. I'm a captain of my own ship. And, you know, I will tell him to stop if needs be. But this one seems to be insistent that he wants to come in as well. And he says that it's my right to be here, he says. And he's a very strong man. I know that's the way he would have been in this life. He's a very, very casual dress kind of a man of when he was here with us, because he wears a shirt that's open, which tells me he's a casual dress kind of a fella. But very vocal, should I say, is maybe the right word. Very vocal, because he says to me, it's my right to be here, and you dare go without speaking to me, he says, and I will show you. So I know that he could have been the kind of man that if you disagreed with him or you disobeyed him, then you would soon know about it, because I know that's the way he feels to me. Do you understand of a gentleman like this? I believe this is your granddad.
I believe so, yes.
Yes, and I know that he would have been, you know, he needs to get his point across, and that's the way he would have been in this life. I would get my point across. Now, I know that he passes, and he makes me aware that there's pains to do within my stomach and in my chest there. So I know it's like I suffered with one thing. And let me get this right, because I'm going to have an argument with him in a minute. Okay, thank you, sir. He says to me that he suffered with his stomach, but he passed with a heart condition. Is that right?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Perfect, because I know that's what he tells me. Okay, and he gives me this terrific pain in my stomach, which really wants me to. The only way I can describe it, it's like a cramp that wants me to. I need to bend over with this to ease the pain. But he says to me, that's not how I passed. It was the heart that took me over in the end, because my heart couldn't cope anymore with this dysfunction. If I can, is that the right word? Yes, it is. The dysfunction of my body. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. Know that your granddad is here with you. And again, he says, no, you don't go. Okay. okay. Why does your granddad tell me about the silver box that he used to have? Do you understand that he would have had like a silver, I'm saying box,
wow.
Not a box, it's probably like a, only way I can describe it. You know, like a tobacco tin, the size of a tobacco tin?
Okay, I am not sure, but okay. I will keep it and look.
Paige, let me work with it. You know the size of a tobacco tin?
Yes, I do.
Okay, he makes me aware of something that size, but it's silver, and he says, no, it's a box, it's not a tobacco tin, it's a box. So I know that he would keep something in his silver box. Would you understand that he would have had a silver box when he was here with us?
Yes, I would.
And just the top little... if you looked at the top, it would open up, not completely, but just like, say, maybe three quarters of this box would open up the top. Is that right? And it would be on like little springs where you would just, see what I'm seeing is if I push the top of the box, it would open, and then I would need to close it down, so it would be on like a spring kind of an action.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, he makes me look at this box, and he says to me that he kept lots of memory bits in there. Do you understand that he would have kept lots of memory bits in there?
That this is true. Yes, I would.
Okay, because he says to me, look in my box. Okay, now where is that box?
Pardon?
Where is that box now?
I do not know, but I can ask my mom.
Okay, please do so. Please ask your mom, because he says to me, look in my box. And I believe the thing that he would have put in that box. And would have kept it, okay? And I believe that that box is still intact, or whatever it is right now. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
So it's in your mum's possession then, is it?
Oh, okay. It might be in her possession, or she might know where I can find it.
Okay. Well, he just talks to me about this box, and again, know that it's a wonderful communication of your grandmother and your grandfather.
Yes.
And again, you know, I could spend hours there with you, but Paige, please do download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spurrow at FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paige.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let's go over to our next piece of music, because I know that, well, for one, I need a little drink of water, and I'm sure that Rosalind needs the same. So let's go to this next piece of music, and we'll be right back just after this.
You made me see for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made so true, for all the love I find in you. I'll be forever thankful, babe.
because you love me. You gave me wings and made me fly. You touched my head like a touch of the sky. I looked at my face, you gave it back to me. Yes, my soul was out of reach. You stood by.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, most certainly I'm looking forward to meeting everyone there. This is my last show before the road show, which is next week, next Saturday. Be sure to be there. It's going to be an amazing day. It's going to be an amazing night. For tickets for the evening demonstration, either email me, mike@mikespirit.fm, or go to Nick's website, which is nick-humphreys.com, and that's where you'll be able to purchase the tickets, or even just come on along on the evening. I'm sure that it's going to be a jam-packed evening. It really is. You know, the venue is absolutely fantastic. It's a actually it's a very prestigious venue, I will say. I've been there quite a few times. There will be lots of stalls there through the day. Me and Nick will be offering one-to-one readings. It's going to be an amazing day. But so, yeah, please come along and join us. Rosalind, are you there with us?
I certainly am, Mike.
You know, that's one event I'm really looking forward to. You know, it's been a long time in the planning, but it only feels like yesterday that we was planning it. It really does.
Time just goes so quickly, doesn't it?
You know, it does. It flies, Rosalind. It really does. You know, Rosalind, how can people get hold of you?
People can get hold of me, Mike, by either emailing me at Ros, which is Ros with an S, ros@roscoleman.com, or by visiting my website, which is roscoleman.com.
That's nice and simple, there, rosalindcoleman.com.
Ros. Coleman.com, yes, that's
simple,
right.
That's simple.
Easy,
So if people go to your website, and I'm sure that Ken may even put that in the chat room, or maybe Kerry can put that in the chat room, rosalindcoleman.com. I'm just having a nod, yes, we can. Because for some reason, I can't go in my own chat room. Isn't that bad? I can't get into my own chat room.
That is peculiar.
You know, I did say it's going to be one of them shows. I really did. Which is funny. It really is. Well, actually, neither can my producer get in there. So, well, you never know. Well, I know Kerry is in there, so I know Kerry will post that link there. Maybe I'll try and get back into the chat room myself now. Let's just see what I can do by pressing a few buttons. You never know. I can be straight in there within seconds. And it looks like I am. Isn't that good?
Just like that.
Just like that, you know, it's just the case of try it. Let me just see if I can put something in there. There I am. Isn't that amazing? A few clicks of the button and we are in. So let's go back to the phone line because I know that there's still lots of people on the phone lines, and we do have Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine, are you there with us? Hi, Lorraine, can we ask
Hello.
You where you're from?
I'm from Washington State.
Washington State, okay, you seem to be as if you was miles away then.
Pardon?
I said you seem to be as if you was miles away then when I called you.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. What was the reason that you called in for there, Lorraine?
Oh, well, I'm just wondering about my love life, and I'm wondering about my friend Bill, what's going on with him.
Okay.
If he's going to come back.
Don't tell us any more now there. Let me hand you over to Rosalind, and I'm sure that she will do her very best day for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
Rosalind, it's all over to you.
Hello there, Lorraine.
Hi.
Hi, honey. You're sounding a little bit... Hi, you're sounding a little bit breathless.
Yeah, I was trying to do some cleaning because I just moved, and so I was cleaning and listening at the same time. And then then I came up, so I had to rush to the phone.
Okay, so it's a relationship situation that you have.
Yes.
In some way. Okay. And what I can see, what I'm seeing, is that you have a very deep love for this person. Is it Bill?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And looking, I can tell this because I'm just seeing a really, really deep pink. But as I'm looking around the edges of this pink that I'm seeing, I see that it's fluctuating. And the light around it has got an uncertain feel to it. So you're feeling a degree of uncertainty about this relationship.
Yes.
In some aspect. Well, see, what your guides are bringing in for this is, again, they're bringing in blue, and it's a colour that comes in a lot because underlying practically any problem to do with one person and another, blue to me means communication, and the blue that is coming in is a very deep blue. And I feel that there is something that you need, you really do need to talk to Bill. Yeah?
Yeah. I tried talking to him, and that's like he kind of avoids my questions. He kind of seems to avoid answering.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing is that the blue that's on his side of the communication is a lot lighter in colour than yours. So it's as if the communication between you isn't balancing from your point of view.
Right.
So this is how it's looking. What I'm doing is I'm asking your guides are really saying that there does need to be a direct connection, even though it's in a communication sense, even though it's appearing weaker, but it really is going to be good for you to find out what is at the heart of this situation. Is this because he's difficult to get hold of? Is it that you're trying to get hold of him or communicate with him and he's just not responding?
No, he just isn't. Well, he moved, and so he's living in Colorado right now. And I don't think he's really just being honest with me.
Right. What I'm seeing is that in where he is, which seems to be taking precedence in his life at the moment, and this could purely be from a practical angle, but there's a new situation for him there, and it seems to be taking up more of his time. I don't get the sense that there's anyone else involved in this relationship. I just think that this is just that he's got more things to do there. And it's this, just a sort of like living and being that is taking up his attention. What my guides are saying is they're saying that there's still love there for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different shade of love to yours, so it's as if he's seeing the relationship differently to the way that you see it, which is why it would be a very good thing for you to connect and have a communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To find out where you stand, because I think that once you know where you stand, and I'm finding what I'm doing as I'm talking to you is I'm moving my hand up and down as though there's some balance needing to be made. It's as if I'm weighing up things in my hands from each side of you, if you know what I mean. Because things are now looking different to you both.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I see. This is what I'm feeling. I'm doing. But as I'm doing this weighing up, I'm not feeling as though anything has changed between you in your relationship. In the actual situation, apart from the fact that you're in different spaces, so you really. It really would be good for you to connect with him. And just have this communication. Because this is going to throw light on the whole situation.
That's the problem though. He doesn't think they're really tell me, what I want to hear.
it's a very difficult situation for you. But what I'm seeing is that things are not different apart from the fact that you are in different spaces. And it's as if there's something that you want very strongly, and he is not seeing it in the same way. He's seeing life in a different way, although his feelings towards you do not seem, as I'm looking at them, to be different to how they were. So it's as if for him nothing between you has changed, but your priorities are higher than what his are.
Right.
What you guys are saying is to have a conversation, but not a heavy conversation. Do you understand? You know, to keep the conversation initially on the sort of like how is life, how is things, this kind of thing. More on a friendly level. Perhaps make him feel easier.
Okay. So, will there be any, like, will he come back here, or, well, you know, like, are things going to change, like, the living situation, or is he just going to stay there?
At the moment, I'm not seeing any movement from where he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to keep your connection with him going, communication is going to be important.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't call me very much anymore.
Do you call him?
Yeah, I gave him a call finally after 2 months, a couple months.
2 months?
Yeah, okay. He doesn't call me much.
For any relationship, it's a good idea to keep communication going, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you see, what I'm wondering is whether there's anything else that you can focus on. If there's anything that you can focus on that is for you, do you understand? You know, to make your life feel richer in some way, because you're a deep feeling person, aren't you? You know, you hold deep feelings about things, don't you? I'm seeing that the colours around you are very deep and very vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering why, you know, you seem to have more about you than to really be just focusing so much on this one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
You know, what interest do you have around you in your life, in your part of the world, that you could kind of spread your vibrancy into and become interested in?
Yeah.
Something that will really pick you up. Because, you know, when you're excited and when you're interested about something else, when you do have conversations with friends, you know, friends that you, I don't know, maybe see on a day-to-day level, or even, you know, friends that you don't talk to for a long time, you know, you'll bring that vibrancy into your conversation, and that vibrancy will
kind of flow over.
Okay. Okay.
So this is, you know, this is what I'm suggesting, you know?
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
So what I really want to do is to leave you with that. You see, I'm seeing flowers. Do you like flowers?
Yes.
So there's something to do with flowers that you could be getting involved in. How about surprising them, just sending them some flowers or something? Something that he would just think, oh, you know, like a surprise gift.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Is any of this making any sense at all to you?
Yes, exactly.
It is. That's good. That's good. Because, you know, making your life vibrant and interesting and, you know, putting some of this passion that you have into things that really do sustain you and make you grow is going to be something that really does help you right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, huh?
Yeah, I understand that.
This is what your friends in the spirit world, your guides, your guardians, are saying that is right for you. That it's a time really to be focusing on you, right at the moment. Okay.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, no, that's good.
That's fantastic, Lorraine.
Okay,
thank you. It's lovely speaking to you, honey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rosalind, for that wonderful reading there. Remember, Lorraine, just simply go over to the archives of Mike Spurrett FM and download a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now, bye. Let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I believe that we have Faye here. Hi, Faye. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Hello?
Hi, Faye. Yes, can we ask you where you're calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Mississippi.
From Mississippi, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I lost my whole family, my mother and my dad and my only siblings, my two siblings, and it's all been a matter of 13 years, and I lost my last one back in 2007.
Okay.
And I'm going to California in April, and I wanted to know how successful that would be, and also would I be involved in another relationship at any time.
Okay. Let me make a connection to the spirit world, okay, and we'll
thank
see where
you.
We go. Is that okay?
Sure. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. You know, I've got several people jumping all over me a minute that wants to come in at once. And, you know, I do believe you've had communication before off them, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I have.
And this is the way they normally come in, isn't it? All of them in one go. Because, I mean,
yes.
So this is how we do it. And I'm like, okay, but you need to like be one at a time because otherwise I can't understand you. But they're all jumping in together. And the one that stands up more dominant to me, okay, is a gentleman that wants to come forward. A gentleman that, see, I believe, as if I want to say to you, it's like, I shouldn't be in the spirit world. I should still be in this life with you. I believe
yes.
that the gentleman was his life was ended very, very quickly. Okay, and I say his life was
yes.
ended because I believe
yes.
it was like an accident or something went wrong, and which would have taken him home to the spirit world.
Yes,
I do believe that. Like as if I need, excuse me. See, and that's him coming through. You know, he's trying to overshadow me a bit, and I'm not. I don't like that. But, you know, not that I don't like it. It's not the right time and not the right place. But I know that as he tries to overshadow me a bit, it's like as if I want to say to you that he fought, and he fought hard not to go home of when he did, okay? Because he said to
me, I
fought as hard as I could. And I believe I want to say that they were working on me. And I want to say at the side of the road. Do you understand that they was working on him at the side of the road?
Yes, I do understand.
Perfect, because that's what he tells me, that they were working on me at the side of the road. And then I got into the hospital, and that's when I passed. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect, because he says to me that he slipped in and out of consciousness for a while at the side of the road, and all the way until he actually passed from this life into the hospital there. And he says to me that, you know, the last thing he wanted to do was to leave you, okay? Would this be someone that's like your husband or like your dad or something? Because I know it's close. And if I've got to stick with what I feel, it's mainly more like a husband. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Because I know that he comes forward and he seems to be the more dominant one. And he says to me that, you know, that he's always been in your life. Now, he says to me he is happy for you. And I believe that he wants me to say about this trip that you're talking about, okay? He says to me about, it's about time that things worked in your favor for once. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
You know,
yes,
and,
I do.
Perfect. And sometimes, you know, you have to stop. I know I've already said this once tonight, but you have to stop thinking it's your fault. Do you understand of this?
I understand.
Because I know for a long time after these passings, and a long time, you blamed yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. I fought very hard and very hard for all of them.
Now, would I be right in saying to you that you feel that, or you felt at that time that it's you're being punished for something? Because he says to me, you're not being punished. Nobody's punishing no one. Do you understand of this?
Of course.
Okay, and he says to me that you have to stop taking on that responsibility of being punished for this, because you're not being punished for nothing, okay? He says to me that he loved you dearly in this life, and he was always the man that would show you that he loved you. And he always will love you in the next life, no matter what, he says to me, okay? He'll always walk by the side of you, but it's about time that your life moved on, okay? Now, you know, relationship-wise, because he says to me, then it's okay to know that you have his blessing. And would I be right in saying to you that every time that you think, okay, I'm going to move on now, that you think, I can't, you don't feel it's right. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Because he says to me there about, you know, that it's okay. It's okay. So know that he understands. It's okay. All right. Now, why did he talk to me about the home? Are you thinking of, like, changing the home or moving home, or there's something to do with your home? Do you understand why he says, mention the home?
We lost our home. And
right.
We really shouldn't have, but we did lose our home. And but that's the past. And I have to move forward. So that's why I'm going to California, and to get some things straightened out.
Okay.
And also, the fact that if there is another relationship for me.
Okay. Well, you know,
that would last.
Okay. He says to me it's okay. Okay, about the relationship. I know that the California thing will be a good thing for you to do, okay? Because he just smiles at me and nods at me at the minute. But, you know, as he's saying this and as he's doing this, there's a young girl that comes close to me, okay? And I know that this young girl is in the spirit world, and I believe that she is, when I say young, I mean maybe around my teenage years,
mm-hmm.
Of when she would have passed. You know, and I'm getting so emotional with this, I really am, because I feel that emotion that comes through with her. And she said, you know, she says, sorry. Do you understand of a young girl, maybe in her teenage years, that wants me to say sorry to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
And she says to me, it really wasn't my fault. I'm sorry. Do you understand why she says this to you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, see, I feel as if I want to be, like, you know, I hope that I'm right in what I'm saying to you, but on the other hand, I hope I'm not, because, you know, it sounds dreadful. But would you understand if I said to you about being behind the wheel or being in the car or something?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry And this was, she keeps saying to me, I'm sorry, it didn't mean it. It didn't mean for all this to happen. And I believe in that car that there was several people that passed on to the spirit world from this car. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
See, and this is the reason why she keeps wanting me to apologize to you, because she feels as if it's like, again, maybe her fault in some way. But she wants me to talk to you here about, you know, that she's sorry and it's not her fault. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I know that you are very close to this lady, okay, this young girl, shall I say?
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that you were very close to this? Must be like a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this must be like your daughter in the spirit world that wants to come forward there for you, okay? And she says to me about that she's sorry and it's... See, the point she's trying to make, okay, and I know that you've been battling with this for a long time. Do you understand of this?
Yes. I was also in a very terrible accident, too.
Okay. See, the point she's trying to make to me is, okay, that in the spirit world, okay, that she and all the others in that car can still be around you, okay? And I do believe it's more to the fact or more to the point of, like, I don't know whether that she was, like, the last to leave or the last to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I know that's what she makes me feel, as if, like, I was the last to leave you. Okay, so even though it's been, like, in the space of a few years, but she was, like, the last to leave because of this accident, okay? And she wants me to say that it was never meant to happen, okay? Why does she talk to me about they just come around the corner and I don't know if you know about what happened, but she talks to me about the headlights come around the corner and she couldn't see. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she says to me, all I could see was these two lights, and then I was in the spirit world. So I know. See, I believe that there's like a banking or like a drop to the side of me, and I believe that the car would have went down this banking. Do you understand of this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because, see, this is where she takes me, because I know I'm going into her last moments, and I know that the headlights are coming towards me. I'm going down the banking, okay? And I believe I didn't get all... okay, thank you, sweetheart. She says to me, I didn't get all the way down to the bottom because we hit the tree. Do you understand that she hit the tree, or the car hit
mm-hmm.
the tree, should I say? And see, I believe that's where she would have passed. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bless her heart. Know that she's with you. Okay, know that. See, and she says to me about you've still got her teddy bear. Do you understand about her teddy bear?
I'm sorry.
Her bear, you know, like a teddy bear.
Yes.
You still got that now of you?
I got rid of it.
Ah, okay. She makes reference to her teddy bear, okay? And that's fine, okay? That's fine. She just makes reference to the teddy bear, okay? Well, know that they're all around you, Faye, okay? Every one of these people in the spirit world are around you. I know that this California thing is going to be the right thing for you, okay? Because I know I want to bring joy back into your life. I want to bring happiness back into your life. Your husband is still with me, and he tells me it's okay. It's okay to move on. It's okay to start being yourself again. He says to me that, you know, if he had his chance all over again, then he wouldn't change a thing. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because he says to me, what you had was absolutely perfect, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and I know that he says to me, if he had his chance all over again, he would never change anything. In his life, he would never change you, would never change the things that he'd done. The only thing he tells me he would have changed was the end, okay? Because he says to me, I just didn't want to leave you. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bless his heart, okay? Know that they're all around you. You know, again, I could spend hours upon hours working with you because there's such a wonderful energy coming from the spirit world to you at the moment. And I want to say that to you, you know, they're backing you every step of the way. Know that they'll be there with you. Know that they'll be around you. And they'll walk this pathway with you. Let me say thank you very much for calling in, Faye. And please remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Are you saying that I'm going to be remarried again?
Okay. You know, I'm not
huh?
going to look... I can't look too far forward into the future, okay? But what I want to say to you is about settling down. Yes, you will settle down again, okay? Now, about being remarried again, I don't know. But all I know is that you will settle again.
Okay.
Okay, does that help you a bit?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, my mother, her name was Joy.
Okay.
And that's very interesting. But I just have one real quick question. I have been, I don't know what this is, but I have been attacked, physically attacked, you know, like through my fingers and through my, I get stung and things like that. Is there something negative around me?
You know, like I said to the lady that I spoke to earlier about negative things around you, okay, I yet to meet a bad spirit, okay, and I'll say this live on air because it's the truth. I've been working for 20 years. I've done lots and lots and lots of investigations, and I yet to meet a bad spirit. I really do. So, you know, when we talk about being attacked, do you mean from, like, the spirit world, being attacked from the spirit world?
Well,
is that what you mean?
That too, or it could have someone put some kind of a chemical in me or something, because also I, about a month ago, I was in bed and I felt the choking and I stopped breathing and I asked God to bring me out of it, and when I did, I saw this person that I recognized from my past, and he was using some type of kind of like a little machine or something in his lap in his car, and he was turning this thing, and it was making me, I couldn't breathe. And then when I came out of it, I actually heard this person and saw him drive off.
Okay, so was this a vision? Was this like in a dream?
It was an actual vision, and then I came out of it, and I could still see the person, and I could hear the car drive off.
Okay, see, because when people have visions and people have dreams and stuff like that, you know, it's normally something that results back in your past, okay?
Yes, so it was from my past.
Okay, so it's something that you're holding on from your past. So I would say that you yourself need to release that. If we don't release it, we hold on to that energy, which is what we believe to be like negative energy sometimes, which you can release that yourself, okay? But what I'm saying to you is that if you release that negative energy that's around you, you will be able to move on from that because you're holding it back from your past, okay? So you need to release that and again, allow the past to be in the past and look forward to what is in the future. Because I know as you're doing that, then you're leaving the past behind. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, bless you.
I do.
Okay, Faye, please, as I said, download a copy of that reading in the archives on MikeSpirit.fm, and I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, let me go to just the last song of the evening. So let's just press this button and we'll see what happens.
So beautiful.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 23rd of February 2013. Join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396. Or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I most certainly am, and welcome back, everyone. We're down to the last, 8 minutes of the show. Welcome back to my guest, and, you know, everyone else that's been here. Rosalind, you there with us?
I certainly am, Mike.
You know,
I'm here.
Doesn't time fly on this network? It goes so fast, you know. I can't believe I just looked up and there's 8 minutes left of the show.
I can't believe it. It has just gone so quickly.
It has. Rosalind, I know that we've had your link in the chat room. Do you want to tell us more about that website, just briefly there?
Well, yes, my website is absolutely full of pictures. It's full of pictures of guys that I've painted for people. And it tells you about my e-course, which I've called the Creative Consciousness Course, which is about how you can connect with your own creative, with the creative consciousness that creates all things, the heart of which is love, and to reach it and to develop your intuitive senses. We do this using art and using art to connect with spirit.
So if people want, I don't mean to cut in there, Rosalind, I do apologise. I've been told I've been doing that maybe a bit too much, so I do apologise to you and to everyone else that I have spoken over. But Rosalind, the reason why I did do that was, so if people want a picture of their guides, you can do that for them, yeah?
Yes, I can, and the guides will give a message and a reading with that. Yes, I can do that. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. The connection works just as well as if you were sitting right here.
So they would message you, I take it, and then you would then go into your quiet moments and have the guide come through. You would draw the guide and then it would give them a message as well. And would like to say you gave me one of these and my just a great grandmother came through. Would she be able to do that and give me a drawing of her as well?
Well, normally it tends to be spirit guides that come through, and it is the guides that are concerned with your life path and your destiny. Relatives are around you, but they very rarely come through as spirit guides.
Okay. Okay, so it's the spirit guides that would come through and you would draw them and give a little message.
Yes, that's right.
That's absolutely perfect, isn't it? You know, because sometimes, you know, all we want is to be in touch with our guides and our communicators, the ones that works with us. You know, I know that one of my main guides is my...
We need help on our journey. We need direction. We know which way to go. We don't always have the means to ask a medium. It's about almost developing your own rapport with your guides in spirit and learning how to communicate with them so that you can get direction and advice at any time.
Yeah. You know, well, that's an absolutely wonderful service that you offer. You know, and I will be going over to your website myself and, you know, having a browse through. You know, I thank you dearly for coming on to the show. Rosalind, would you come on again?
I would love to. It's been such a pleasure. It really has.
Well, you know,
it really has.
The pleasure has been all mine. It really has. You know, I've got to thank you dearly, and you know, for coming on to the show, and you know, because I know that you've been a part of the Mike Spirit FM a guest on another show, on Jerry Humphries, and we wish him all of the best. We really do.
Oh, we do.
Hope that he goes from strength to strength, and the same as a lot of the others that decided to go their own ways for different reasons, which is fine, just happy that the family here of Mike's Brother FM has been able to put a bit of a platform for everyone to maybe spread their wings from, and it's been a pleasure every step of the way. But Rosalind, I wanted to thank you dearly for coming on to the show today. How else can they get a hold of you? You did mention about an email address.
Yes, my email address is Ros, which is R-O-S, at roscoleman.com.
So Ros at roscoleman.com.
That's right.
Okay, that's
I'm very happy to answer questions about anything that I do or anything that people read on my website, which is roscoleman.com.
RosColeman.com. That's simple. I like it simple. And I've got a new website that's been working on at the minute, which is MikeDavisMedium.com. I think to myself, the simpler the better, isn't it? Because I get confused. I really do. But Rosalind, I know that we've got literally 3 minutes left of the show. I want to thank you dearly for coming on, and I want to tell everyone not to forget about the road show next week. Next Saturday is going to be an amazing venue, it really is. It's going to be a point where, there's going to be wonderful communication, there really is. There's going to be lots of events, lots of stalls, lots going on there. But if you're not able to come to that and you are around the Birmingham area, you will catch me and my fiancé now. I'm quite pleased to announce that it's my fiancé, not just my partner. But me and my fiancé will be doing an evening. A charity evening demonstration of our mediumship. It's going to be in aid of the Children's Hospital in Birmingham. It's the Friday, the 15th of March, 2013, so it's a date for everyone's diary. We will start at 7:30, so the doors will probably open at 7. So come along early, come and get your seats, because it is a pay-at-the-door event. And I know that... lots of people would know I do another radio station before my one, and I know that just from there tonight there's at least 8 people going from there just from tonight's show. So I do advise everyone, go early to reserve your seats. Excuse me. The cost is only £7 at the door, and it's at the Cobb Arms pub in Birmingham, in Crowley Grange Road. So please go, come along to that. Come and meet us. It's going to be a fantastic venue. It's for a fantastic charity, and I'm pleased that I'm able to do that. But Rosalind, I want to say for me, from you, it's good night, good day, whatever.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.